Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for May 19th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. I need to repeat that so people understand our peaceful, clear intent to follow the rule of law. That is the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Not pretend legislation, edicts, mandates, any other bogus assertions by out-of-control bureaucrats. Ladies and gentlemen, have we got out-of-control bureaucrats? I'm telling you what. The FBI, the Justice Department, absolutely gone rogue and turned into a nothing but a thugocracy. Yeah, these criminals need to be arrested, prosecuted. I submit to you that they should be hung for treason. You say, whoa, Sam, you're out of control. You're too bold. No, I am not. You listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. They're attacking churches. They're attacking people for their religion. They're attacking people for their so-called political affiliation. The more you stand with the Constitution, the more they attack you and destroy you. The more you stand with God, family, and country, the more they turn into an enemy. They have gone rogue. And now they're attacking their own who stand for the truth to the point where it is unacceptable. Absolutely out of control, unacceptable. And I'm telling you that some of these people are guilty of treason. All right, look, FBI special agent, guy's name is Garrett Boyle. He said that his family literally became homeless after he reported illegal activity in the FBI. That's according to a report from the House Judiciary Committee and Subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? There's an article at WND.com written by Bob Unruh that breaks this down. There is hearing evidence and testimony from Jim Jordan and this FBI whistleblower. I've got a five-minute clip where this FBI whistleblower tells you his story in front of Congress. Listen up, then we'll talk about it.
Chairman Jordan, members of the committee, thank you for addressing FBI malfeasance and allowing me to speak today. Aside from that point of gratitude, I'm sad, I'm disappointed, and I'm angry that I have to be here to testify about the weaponization of the FBI and DOJ. Weaponization against not only its own employees, but against those institutions and individuals that are supposed to protect the American people. I am here today because even though I am wrongfully suspended from the FBI, I remain duty-bound to the American people to play my small role in rectifying these issues. After all, I never swore an oath to the FBI. I swore an oath to the Constitution. I've served my nation and community my entire adult life, first in the United States Army, then as a police officer, and lastly as an FBI special agent. Shortly after high school, I joined the United States Army where I served in the infantry and I was quickly promoted through the ranks. I deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. I served in the historic 101st Airborne Division. I received the Combat Infantryman's Badge, which is awarded to those infantrymen who engage in ground combat with our nation's enemies. The Army's official motto is, "This will defend." Along with numerous others, I volunteered to serve this nation, risking my life in combat to protect America and her values. I know some of the best men and women this country has to offer. They come from all backgrounds, races, and creeds. They helped mold me into the person I am today. Each was willing to sacrifice, and many did, to protect this great nation. It is our duty to honor their sacrifices by standing up for what is right, regardless of the difficulty. After serving in the Army, I became a police officer. Police officers, like me, are imperfect beings, but we strive to uphold the law and the Constitution. People who go to work every day trying to make their communities better, yet who nonetheless are faced with budget cuts and calls for defunding as we continue spiraling away from law and order as a nation. While serving as a police officer, I finished my bachelor's degree, graduating with honors in criminology and law studies. Shortly thereafter, I began the long road to becoming an FBI special agent, a position I once understood to be the pinnacle of law enforcement and a way to continue to serve this nation and protect and defend the Constitution. During my 4 years as a special agent, I received the highest annual review an employee can receive. I volunteered for, tried out for, and was selected for an FBI SWAT team. I also volunteered for, tried out for, and was selected for a new unit the FBI created. I also received an award for my work on an anti-abortion extremism case. I've been smeared as a malcontent and subpar FBI employee. This smear stands in stark contrast to my life in public service. This smear campaign, disgusting as it is unsurprising. Despite our oath to uphold the Constitution, too many in the FBI aren't willing to sacrifice for the hard right over the easy wrong. They see what becomes of whistleblowers, how the FBI destroys their careers, suspends them under false pretenses, takes their security clearances and pay with no true options for real recourse or remedy. This is by design. It creates an Orwellian atmosphere that silences opposition and discussion. We know what is right to do, yet we too often refuse to do what is right because of the difficulty and suffering it incurs. I couldn't knowingly continue on this path silently without speaking out against the weaponization I witnessed, even if it meant losing my job, my career, my livelihood, my family's home, and now my anonymity. It's up to members of this committee, current and former FBI employees, and indeed all Americans, to ensure that the weaponization of our own government against the people comes to an end, no matter the personal cost. As James Madison prudently opined, in framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. The safeguards currently in place at the FBI are clearly inadequate and must be reworked to protect whistleblowers and others who are inappropriately targeted. The FBI can extract whatever they want from me. I'm willing to bear that burden. I've sworn to defend this country from enemies, both foreign and domestic, even if that means sacrificing my life. I've lived that oath out since first enlisting in the Army, consistently saying, "Here am I, send me." My oath, however, did not include sacrificing the hopes, dreams, and livelihood of my family, my strong, beautiful, and courageous wife, and our four sweet and beautiful daughters who have endured this process along with me. In weaponized fashion, the FBI allowed me to accept orders to a new position halfway across the country. They allowed us to sell my family's home. They ordered me to report to the new unit when our youngest daughter was 2 weeks old. Then, on my first day on the new assignment, they suspended me, rendering my family homeless. They refused to release our goods, including our clothes, for weeks. All I wanted to do was serve my country by stopping bad guys and protecting the innocent. To my chagrin, bad guys have begun running parts of the government, making it difficult to continue to serve this nation and protect the innocent. But I, for one, will never stop trying, and I'll never forget my oath. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know how to respond to this exactly, except for, look, the FBI and the Justice Department has been weaponized. I know the Republicans want you to believe it's the Democrats, and to a great degree, it is. But it's the Republicans, too. Remember, all this stuff has been going on under the Trump administration, just like the Biden administration. It went on under the Barack Obama administration, as it has under the Bush administration. Let's be very clear. The Democrats are certainly more belligerent than the Republicans, but nobody has reigned in this criminal enterprise for literally decades, and thus we're at a critical mass. The FBI and the Justice Department, with the full backing of unconstitutional, illegal money, has literally declared war on every aspect of our society. The agents that run it, who are honest, the American people, Catholics, conservatives, Christians, pro-life folks. I can keep going on, but I won't. I'm going to basically come back and welcome Dr. Scott Bradley to the table and say, sir, I don't know what to say about this, except for these people are literally guilty of treason, who have committed these acts against every single aspect of our society, knowingly and willingly. You're leaving FBI whistleblowers who tell the truth homeless, while you attack Catholics for going to Catholic mass, while you attack moms for saying, I don't want my children taught perverted sex, whatever, in government schools, so I'm going down to the school board meeting. They've attacked every element of our society. This isn't just they've gone rogue. This is they've gone rogue and declared war against us. Dr. Bradley, welcome.
Well, thank you. I guess I have to say, duh. What did we expect? I mean, this is an unconstitutional organization. That's the only way to put it. I mean, it has, from its get-go, and there's a long get-go. I mean, it goes back and back and back and back. We needed this national police force. Well, Hitler needed one too, you know. In April of 1933, he created the Gestapo as a national. He kind of combined some of these other groups out there, and pretty soon they had this national oversight police force. No such thing is allowed to exist constitutionally. And from that, the day it was created, it's been marching to this. Admit there's been a ton of high integrity people that have worked at it that have, in spite of the imperfections of its creation, have done their best to do what they could and keep it, you know, of value and everything. But I think you're right. I think we have reached a critical mass where there's too many parallels between it and the Gestapo, and it is being used against American citizens. Yeah, the agents that have integrity are being vetted out and dismissed. And sounds like we've got to take a break, but I'll bet you we're going to talk about this afterwards.
Roger that. It's a two-hour broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I got a whole lot more of that came from, too. They've gone criminal and rogue, and I submit to you there. I'm telling you, we need hardcore criminal prosecution. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then, the more they use the lie, the more they reproduce the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Now look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. That power protects the cells of the beast from prosecution. Why isn't Hillary in prison? She is protected. We must restore our national relationship with God. Truth is sacred in the kingdom, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6.
A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. I'm telling you right now, we have funded and developed over the last many decades a criminal enterprise that has literally declared war on we the people. Do you think I'm overstating this, Dr. Bradley?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I really, truly believe that, I'm pretty confident that in the first day it was born, the FBI was not envisioned as being what it is. And, you know, you go back to the Prohibition days and all this kind of stuff, and the, you know, the Al Capones and the all those, you know, bad guys. But you know, really and truly, when you start off on the wrong foot, I mean, it's kind of like having infidelity to begin your marriage. Let's say you're married and somebody else comes along, you go have an affair, you dump your wife, you go marry that other person. And if it goes bad, what do you expect? There was a bad premise to begin with. And I think, you know, sometimes you say, well, some of those work out okay, and they may do. But it doesn't, it's not a good start when you start off on the wrong foot. And the FBI was a wrong foot. And so, anyway, I've known FBI agents over the years. In fact, when I was young, when I was 14, one of my quote-unquote heroes was a former FBI agent that strongly encouraged me to get into the FBI. I didn't do it, but my intentions certainly were not to be a part of a Gestapo unit that was a national police force. But more and more and more, it's becoming that. I mean, you look at the Steele dossier, you look at the investigation that went on, the recent report that came out that basically says, hey, there's that was all a Democrat, a tactical, strategic kind of effort to get Hillary Clinton elected. I mean, and you look at, you go back before, you look at the Patriot Act. You look at what George, you know, W. Bush did with that. I mean, I'm one of the few Americans, few in the world, in fact, probably that's read the whole Patriot Act. Most of the stuff that's going on now can be tied back to that egregious violation. You look at the FISA courts back in 1978 when it was created. Come on, people. It's an unconstitutional court. The Chief Justice of the United States appoints individuals to that. How is that constitutional? I mean, think about it. Go back and look where how we get justices. I mean, you know, the president nominates and the Senate confirms. Having the Chief Justice appoint these people is unconstitutional. It looks at things. It's supposed to look at things that have to do with issuing search warrants against U.S. citizens. And there's a whole long story we could talk about the FISA court. The latest information I have goes from its inception. It's the FISA court of 1978. The latest year I've got is 2017. Of the tens of thousands of efforts to get warrants issued, 85 have been denied. That's less than 3 a year, kids. 3 a year. Look, I've got a rubber stamp in my desk that has my return address on it. It fails more often than that. This rubber stamp FISA court is basically, oh, you bring something before us, we'll approve it. Yeah, they had about 1,200, I think, in that time frame that had to be reworded a little bit, but they still got their things. Sam, at every level, it's not just the FBI. I mean, the CIA is now involved in things against U.S. citizens. And so the general government, which has no authority for any police operation within the body of the United States, except for if, let's say, they had a, you know, if you look at Article 1, Section 8, where it says that Congress has power to regulate commerce of foreign nations, let's say we had some kind of smuggling operation that brought something in. Okay, well, they can, or a counterfeiting thing, because the Congress has power to coin money. Or this idea of captures it, in war. It's a limited capability at the federal government level. But yet these guys are sticking their noses in everything. And you know, they've gone out to this young man that it sounds like he's very motivated in good character and all this kind of stuff. But they set out to crush him, and they did. Back in 2006, when I ran against Orrin Hatch for the United States Senate, I was told by an individual that had been a staffer with him that Orrin Hatch would crush me. And I said, well, you know, I don't expect to win, really. But he says, no, I don't. You don't understand. You will be personally crushed. And without trying to vet all of that on the air, there has been an unremitting effort, even today, to this very moment. I mean, count the years. 2006 to now, and I'm still standing, but it has not been without a whole bunch of difficulty. So, yeah, there's people in high places that do that kind of stuff. And we could take each individual review of what is going on right now, and this weaponization of the federal government is something that is exactly what happened in Nazi Germany beginning in 1933 with the election of Hitler and his cronies. The Gestapo was founded. The 1936, it was expanded in its operation. I mean, these became the dreaded Praetorian Guard. I mean, a Praetorian Guard is a palace guard. And we have a palace guard right now. And the palace guard is watching out for the powers that are in power not to uphold the United States Constitution. Again, there are probably individuals. That's one of the things, by the way, that bothers me about Sean Hannity. I'm all over the board, I know, but he has this worship.
All right, slow down. Sean Hannity's now going to be picked to replace Tucker Carlson, just so you know, according to the Drudge Report.
Oh, do you want to talk about that for a minute? I got an opinion or two, as you might well imagine.
Well, let's get to that a little later in the broadcast. Okay. We will talk about that. Okay. I got a second soundbite that's 20 seconds long to really illustrate the point that I made. Jim Jordan was discussing back and forth with this whistleblower, and here's what was said.
The FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
There's Jim Jordan. I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back. But here's my problem with this, Dr. Bradley. I appreciate all this coming out. And it reminds me of the mid-90s. When they, you know, went and discussed the abuses and evils and hostilities of the IRS, and they had people on TV testifying, covering their faces and disguising their voices so no one knew who they were, and all this kind of stuff, right? But nothing ever came of it. Is this the same scenario where Jim Jordan's going to riot and go crazy? We're going to have House hearings. We're going to go ahead and have people testify. We're going to go ahead and have it documented on TV and, oh, golly, ain't that awfuls, and then nothing's going to happen? Are we going to prosecute criminals guilty of treason? And that's really the bottom line. When you literally leave an FBI agent who tells the truth and creates accountability homeless, when you literally go after soccer mom for trying to stop little Johnny or little Tina from learning about perverted sex in your government school, when you literally go after the Catholics because of their religion and suggest that somehow they're terrorists or conservatives, or, I mean, I can keep going on and on and on and on, you're beyond just a criminal enterprise. You're literally declaring war. I don't know how to make this more bolder or more clear for this. Are the American people going to stand together and say, uh-uh? Are we the people going to do something, or are we just going to let this go and be like, yeah, we talked about the IRS 30 years ago. It was horrible, but nothing happened. It just got worse. And then we hire 87,000 more IRS agents, and then the House goes, we passed a bill to stop it. But, of course, the bad, evil Senate and the bad, evil president on the other side of the aisle didn't go along, so, oh, well. Or are we going to prosecute criminally for this abuse and never let it happen again? You know, where are we on the spectrum, do you think, for this, Doctor? Have we reached a pinnacle yet or not?
Well, I certainly hope we're not ready to fall off the precipice, but we're getting mighty dang close. We're racing to the edge of the cliff at 100 miles an hour. Whether we go off at 98 or 100 miles an hour, we're still off the cliff. It's interesting to me. They're holding these hearings in the United States House. That's another duh. I mean, here is the body that can, should, must, duty-bound fund everything that happens in the United States government. Article 1, Section 7 explains the process. Begins in the House for funding. And without going through a whole review of that again, the House has the purse strings. Article 1, Section 9 says that you can't spend any money unless it's legally authorized. So they could stop, they could defund, they could do all of this stuff without having to ask boo, hi, or howdy from anybody.
All right, back with you live, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. A top columnist at the Los Angeles Times says it's time for California Senator Dianne Feinstein to retire before her term ends next year. California Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna agrees.
I'm hopeful that people who are close to her can talk to her and just say, look, end your service with dignity, step aside, let the governor appoint someone.
Feinstein's been dealing with shingles and complications that may be impeding her cognitive abilities. School's out for about 100,000 students around Mexico City as a volcano just 40 miles away has been dumping ash on about two dozen towns in the region. The G7 leaders are promising to, in the words of a draft statement, act in our national interest regarding China. It also calls for the nations to not depend so heavily on China's economic might. The leaders have also agreed to new sanctions against more Russians over the war in Ukraine. They're going to hear about the war from Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, the latest stop in his very busy travels.
He, over the course of the past week, has visited the capitals of the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Rome, even met with Pope Francis, and today setting foot in Saudi Arabia, attending that Arab summit there as an indication of his efforts to really continue to build support for Ukraine.
NBC correspondent Mike Mamoli at the summit in Japan. Perhaps some progress on cutting a debt ceiling deal.
I'll know when I can see where a deal can come together.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's more optimistic now than he was a week ago. Some Republicans want to suspend the talks until the Senate passes the House bill that links the debt ceiling to budget cuts. We all think that police officers are supposed to arrest gang members, not be gang members. The L.A. County Sheriff's looking to purge gang members from the force. He's ordering deputies suspected of being gang members to reveal any gang tattoos they may have. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
All right, Josh Phillip of the Epic Times is saying, hey, has the FBI become a weapon of the Democrats? See, I think this is where we're missing the boat, pretending it's partisan politics, pretending the other side of the aisle is fine, okay? I just have a problem with this whole scenario. Look, it's the government. It's the government against we, the people. It is not a Republican-Democrat discussion at this point. Yes, the Democrats are the ones that are most egregious right now. But remember, all the core abuses have literally been led by Republicans. And let me explain what I mean. All the wiretapping begun under George Bush when he got caught illegally doing it. Instead of prosecuting him, impeaching him, and charging him criminally for spying on the American people against the Fourth and Fifth Amendments to the supreme law of our land, they literally said, oh, golly, we're just monitoring foreign people. And it was like, well, it's foreign people if they're talking to domestic people. And then it was, well, it's really foreign people and domestic people. Okay, it's really everyone. And Congress didn't stop it, didn't prosecute, didn't impeach, didn't take act. They simply codified it in all the latest, quote, Patriot Acts or this or that or all these other, quote, laws that supposedly pretend to protect the people. But the truth is, the people are trading their liberty for security and they're winding up with neither, doctor. I mean, isn't that the reality of it all?
Oh, absolutely. It is absolutely absurd to blame this on the Democrats. I mean, sure. I mean, yeah, there's Democrats, but there's Republicans. In fact, the Republicans have been at the basis of it. I mean, you look at, for example, the Warren Court. Earl Warren was appointed by a Republican president, Dwight Eisenhower. Earl Warren was the guy in California that implemented the incarceration of Japanese Americans during World War II. We put him in concentration camps, people. And Earl Warren becomes the Chief Justice. Where's the justice in all of this? On the United States Supreme Court. I mean, this stuff can be laid at the... It's all a violation of principle. And people can put a D or an R behind their name and get elected because that's the nature of the beast out there. You know, in Utah, if you have an R behind your name, it's almost a sure thing. I mean, you know, Chicago, if you have a D behind it, it's almost a sure thing. But the fact of the matter, let's go back to the Patriot Act. 2001, right after, in the heyday, right after the 9/11 stuff. Introduced in the House on October 23rd, passed the House on October 24th. Yeas, that's the one in favor, 357, nays, 66. I guarantee that we had Republicans and Democrats in favor of that. Okay, it went on to the Senate. It passed them the 25th. Wait a minute, 25th of October. Hold on, it just passed the House the day before. 98 yeas, one nay. Signed by President George W. Bush, Republican, the next day, the 26th of October, 2001. I testified against that before the United States Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by Orrin Hatch. That was one of my motivations for running against him 2 years later. I testified in 2004. 2006, he was up for election. We had a rather acrimonious exchange in regards to how this thing, it was a reauthorization hearing about the Patriot Act. People, this is an egregious violation of every level of the United States Constitution, but it specifically eradicated the Fourth Amendment. We don't have a Fourth Amendment anymore. Oh yeah, it's on paper. You can go read it in the archives and all that kind of stuff. But in daily application, we don't have it. But it started a long time before that with the implementation of the FBI, with the FISA Act in 1978. We have been crossing the line for so long, we don't even know we're out in the desert. You know, we're out in the wilderness now, and we can't, we got to find our way back, people. I mean, we're running short on water, and we're going to die if we don't watch it. But yeah, this can be laid at the feet of Republicans and Democrats. And there's a lot of umbrage that's given. You talked about back in the 90s, the IRS hearings. Holy cow. I could give you examples personally. I know these people personally that's happened with the IRS. And we continue to arm them and fund them. And the House could say, we're just not going to put it in the next bill for funding. Article 1, Section 7, then read Article 1, Section 9. We could quote them and review them together. But you cannot spend money unless it passes the process and they continue to pass the process. And so, by the way, my efforts to not get the Patriot Act reauthorized in 2004 did not succeed. I mean, they had all sorts of weeping widows there that were saying, oh, no, our husbands would still be here if we had this. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. We haven't. In fact, Sam, there's very strong evidence that the CIA had recruited at least two of those that they claim were conspirators in the 9/11 incident. I mean, come on. We have our own people putting the... And the evidence is pretty strong also back in the Oklahoma City bombing, you know, that we had that horrific bomb go off, killed all the little kids and everything like that were in the daycare center. But it was an internal bomb. It wasn't an air-coupled bomb in a Ryder rental truck out in the parking lot, well, out on the curb. All these things are, you know, basically false flag operations. The Waco stuff, the Ruby Ridge stuff. I mean, come on, people. There has been running amok for so long. You go back to Ruby Ridge. The FBI planted evidence in that. It was found to be something that it was basically a setup when they tried to get Randy Weaver. The FBI ended up paying millions of dollars out on that. Not only did they try and set him up illegally, but they also planted evidence later that was exposed during the trial. They ended up losing famously on all of this stuff. Now, Randy Weaver lost his wife and his son and the dog and everything else like that. But the FBI has been running amok for so many years now. Is it a question? Do we have to scratch our head and ask ourselves? No, we can fix this. We can defund them. But the Jim Jordans of the world will wave their arms around, and the Kevin McCarthy's of the world, and they'll say, well, you know, we've got to look at this pragmatically, and who's in office, and it'll never pass. Don't pass it to begin with. Leave it out. Leave it out.
But it's even worse now, Jim Jordan confirms. He says, hey, they're targeting citizens just as much as FBI agents, etc. Now, this FBI special agent, his name is Garrett. I think it's a Boyle is how you say it. He says this in the hearing as well. He would not encourage other agents to come forward with allegations of wrongdoing because he says that their lives will absolutely be destroyed. So you know what? I would tell them first to pray about it and think long and hard before they do it. I would recommend they don't do it. I'd advise they go to Congress or would tell them, you know, to go to Congress or to, you know, something else, but I would not tell them, I would tell them not to do what he says. Now, I disagree with him on this, Dr. Bradley, just because people are getting beat up over this, what we need, instead of people not telling the truth, we need 1,000 Garretts. We need 1 million Americans or 10 million Americans. We need people standing up and demanding this end and that the FBI and the Justice Department be completely shut down over this. Nothing less will do. Every reform they've promised fails. Even the Durham report's a failure. Yes, it documented the criminal activity, but there's no prosecution. There's no harm, no foul, so to speak. There's, okay, this is the problem. And until enough stand up, we're not going to see a change. So you know what, Garrett, I appreciate you standing up, and I commend you. And I think you've been wronged, and it's a shame. But when you say you don't recommend other people do it because their lives will be destroyed, what you're really saying is, you know what, I don't want to get this solved. The founding fathers, what if they said that? Would still be under King George, doctor.
You're right. We've got a condition now where everybody wants to put their head in the sand and walk away. And I don't know if, I mean, he's already exposed some things, and he's at risk, and all this kind of stuff. But if you find out you're working for the devil, you find another job. I mean, it's one of those things, and you don't just go quietly. You expose what you've got, and all sorts of stuff comes down. I mean, look at Assange. I mean, he exposes things, and he spent the last dozen plus years on the lam and incarcerated and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? Maybe it'll come to a conclusion. There were people that were martyrs for truth all through history, and you hate to sign up for that business. It's a tough business, and government is not eloquence, it's not reason, it's force, and like a fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Government is legalized force, and Bastiat wrote about this in The Law. He says you get the gendarmes, the police, on your side. The law can be a pretty massive force against good things, and the police are on the side of the wrong in many instances nowadays.
Yeah, just ask poor soccer mom at a local government school board meeting, huh? Hang tight, Dr. Bradley in seconds. Listen to the
wind blow. As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Dr. Scott Bradley with me. We're talking about the criminal, rogue, unconstitutional, treasonous FBI and Justice Department. And it's not just under Biden. You can't just blame it on the Democrats. It's both sides of the aisle for decades that have literally got us in this mess. But there's a couple of other things that have come out recently that you should know. In addition to this issue where they're literally using the FBI to control what goes out on social media, shutting down information about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, protecting them and the Clintons, while absolutely going after Donald Trump in an unfair, unconstitutional way. That really amounts to election fraud, ladies and gentlemen. They also did that to Judge Roy Moore. We talked about yesterday, he won $8 million because they committed libel and slander against him, literally lying about these sexual trysts that never happened. To the point where he got $8+ million because they defamed him. That was in the media. But they're all in bed together, ladies and gentlemen, to create this narrative, protect criminals and go after innocents. Well, now it turns out the FBI suddenly dropped four different investigations into Hillary and Bill Clinton ahead of the 2016 election. That's according to the Durham report. So we get that information. It turns out that Hillary Clinton and crew funded the dishonest dossier. So now you got one candidate literally creating an attack, the FBI, the Justice Department, the media, all in bed to carry out that attack on a opponent candidate. And then eventually on the President of the United States of America. If it can happen to him, this is why I'm saying it's declaring war. You know what? You can attack an FBI agent. You can attack soccer mom. But when you attack those groups of people plus the President of the United States? Well, Donald did nothing about it when he was in office for literally 4 years. Now, how that's possible, I don't know. Why he let that occur, I don't know. But it gets worse because then on January 6th, you know what? The FBI received information from Bank of America. Bank of America gave the FBI access to the January 6th bank records without customers' knowledge, FBI whistleblowers say. Now, listen to me on this, folks. Think about this. Now you're talking about the banking records of people who may not even have gone to the Capitol. Banking records of people who are just in the area. All right? Larry Pratt brought up the suggestion on the radio a couple of days ago. We need to look at the power of zero is what he calls it. And the power of zero says, look, we just need to defund these clowns. We don't need Senate. We don't need the president. We don't need all the House can flat out defund everything they want to. They can just simply say, we're not funding it at zero. Battle and talk and spew at the mouth, debate the debt ceiling, have a good time. We're simply not funding any of that. Done. Next. But that's going to take guts from those who directly are elected and accountable to we the people. That means the people better focus on the power of zero. That is the answer, Dr. Bradley. We need to take action, and we need to take action now. And I don't mean in any violent way. I don't mean in any criminal way. We need to hold the moral high ground. We need to obey the law. But the law provides for ways to stop this treasonous activity. When the banks are in bed and the media are in bed with the FBI and the Justice Department to literally go after innocent bystanders via their bank accounts, go after whistleblowers, go after the president, you know what? It's gone rogue. It's out of control. I don't know how to voice it more clearly, more succinctly, more appropriately. But we need to absolutely prosecute to the fullest extent of the law these treasonous violations of the separations of power. Dr. Bradley.
There's no question that the power of the purse could control these things if we had anybody with any backbone in there. And you say, well, but, you know, the House originates, the Senate can amend, and so they'd put things back in. But they cannot. It cannot be a true bill. A bill is done and passed unless they are identical in both houses. So it gets sent back over to the House of Representatives. They take it out again. They send it back to the Senate. They put it back in. They send it back to the House. We have what is commonly known as gridlock. And you say, send it back all you want. It ain't going forward. Okay, this has got to be, there's got to be pushback. And there's got to be enough courage to do this. It's a lot deeper than just not funding these things, though. I mean, as I said, I'm probably one of the few people in the whole world that's read the USA Patriot Act, top to bottom, side to side, soup to nuts, annotated, cross-referenced. And there's 200 just in the Patriot Act alone. By my count, I counted up manually. I did not have a big computer program that I analyzed things with. I read this the old-fashioned way, page at a time, with a highlighter in my hand, and notes in the margins. I found 214 other, by my count, it's probably higher though, other sections of U.S. code that were affected by the Patriot Act. But here's the deal though. Bank of America providing information to the feds is required. Yeah, it's required by the Patriot Act. And there's a number of reasons, ways that you could say, oh yeah, it's required. But if they report, they are the eyes and ears. I mean, the Gestapo's not big enough alone. They've had, you know, brought along some other business partners in this thing. But the bankers are required by the USA Patriot Act to provide information. And I'll just give you an example. Some years ago, we had a fire in our house. I had an insurance check that was larger than my normal deposits that I was putting in to get this fire damage repaired. Well, under the guidance and direction and requirement of the USA Patriot Act, when I went to deposit that check, I came under the scrutiny of the management of the banking system. We had an interview about the origins of the money and all that kind of stuff. I apparently had a good enough story that I got through it. But they are required to report things that have a trigger point, if you will. And so, yeah, I mean, our house tried to burn down. I was trying to get it fixed. And the Patriot Act required them to decide whether I was entitled to that money or not.
Well, the Patriot Act, though, let's be clear, is unconstitutional. Therefore,
sure.
On its face, it's not the law. It's pretend legislation. If you look at the Declaration of Independence, it's nothing more than pretend declaration. People aren't forced to follow it. Now, the criminals may prosecute you for it. That's a whole nother discussion we can get into. But look, it's pretend legislation. There's no law or fact. It's an edict upon faulty narrative. That's all it is.
That's no question, but here's the deal. They have shall issue requirements in there. What does that mean? Shall is an imperative. That means you must. And if a federal agent comes in and says, I want a warrant, it's part of a criminal investigation. Court doesn't need the stuff that's in this Fourth Amendment about probable cause and sworn affidavits and the particularity of what's being sought and who's pointed on. No,
if you
don't
follow
need that.
The law, it sure does.
Well, it does, but Sam, I'm here to tell you, the Republicans in charge in 2001 wrote
this
atrocity. They destroyed the Fourth Amendment completely. But that's the whole thing, top to bottom, is wrong. But that's what's happened with the FBI. Now, I know, again, I'm sure this young man that became homeless and, you know, lost his job and was put through the destroying, grinding factor of the FBI's power. He's probably a guy with, he's probably naive. I mean, he went off to Iraq and Afghanistan to fight unconstitutional wars because he drank the Kool-Aid that said, I'm protecting America. He's not protecting America. None of the people that are in the military today, well, maybe there's some, I guess. But by and large, all of this military adventurism is strictly an empire kind of thing. This is not constitutional. Not a one of them has entered a constitutional process to go to war. Not once. Not in my lifetime has that ever happened. We have been in constant war. So every single aspect of this has to do with we the people continue to put buffoons, baboons, and bozos into office. And again, there's got to be. I've just got hope that there's some that don't qualify for that appellation. But by and large, we're a go-along to get-along society, and Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans are going to say, yeah, we got the best deal we could when we expand the national debt without any progress towards putting it under control. We'll run right up. And look, Sam, we're less than 2 weeks away from default, according to the Treasury Department, as a nation with our national debt. And we do this every single stinking time. They've had months. They've had decades, actually. But let's just say months since, oh, my goodness, we got to $31.4 trillion. Now we've got to, oh, no, what are we going to do with this national debt? They've been dinking around with this thing. And the Treasury, National Treasury, says the first part, the U.S. Treasury, I'm sorry, says that the first week in June, we're supposed to default. Okay, here we are. What is it? It's the 19th of May. Guys, we're sneaking up on that real fast. And what's going to happen is, oh, to prevent all of the horrible things that are going to happen when you default, we're going to say we'll bump it up another few trillion. And we're going to, they kick the can down the road again. They don't take any action that says we're going to try and regain some semblance of control over this out-of-control Leviathan. And, you know, they won't even go back to 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever the budget was then, that was plenty then and was still in deficit. We're not even going to roll it back to previous times. We'll fold.
Well, the reason they're not is very simple, though. If they don't keep expanding the con game, if they don't keep expanding the Ponzi scheme, it will fail. So they're forced to do that or admit defeat, one or the other, right?
Well, we're already a bankrupt nation. We're the largest debtor nation on earth, kids. And it's like, oh, yeah. You know, the only reason the boat's still floating is that we have multi-levels of independence. I mean, we're trying to centralize everything now in a general government, and that's absolutely the antithesis of what the American Founding Fathers had in mind, and we can prove that every way to Sunday. If you go to the 46th Federalist Paper, I know, I quote the 45th a lot, but go there, and you'll find out that Madison wrote, yeah, they have two different assignments. They're different people, and they're not to cross over. But the fact of the matter is, That we're centralizing everything, whether it's police forces and the FBI and other centralized police agencies. They're buying our local police force with federal grants, you know, the Third Amendment's being violated because they're sleeping in our community anyway all the time. It's a standing army bought and paid by the general office. The IRS, the all of the alphabet soup organizations. I know we're out of time for crying out loud.
No, we're not. We got a second hour. We can continue, ladies and gentlemen, and understand, in my opinion, that the key to the solution is education. We'll talk about education next hour and how it relates. This is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. We're not playing around. We better get a handle on this or kiss goodbye to your liberty. You got it? It's a godless versus godly discussion. Communism versus the supreme law of the land. Where do you stand? Which way do you point? We declare this nation shall endure. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. Learn more about all his efforts at freedomsrisingsun.com. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.